The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Huh? Guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
Guess what day it is?
I know what time it is. It's 6:07.
Anybody?
I'm not sure I know what day it is.
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day? Does anybody know what day it is?
Anybody?
Does anybody really care?
Mike.
A song would say.
Is it Mike?
Mike knows.
Woo-hoo!
So does the humped.
What day is it, Mike?
Wonderful camel.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
That guy.
Guess what today is? Leslie, guess what today is?
I wonder what the guy really looks like that
Leslie,
did the camel's voice.
Leslie, guess what today is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! Woo-hoo!
Now he's celebrating. Good morning, it's now 6:07 at Joy 620 WRJZ. We're also at WRJZ.com. Yes, streaming live all over the world. If you go to WRJZ.com, hit listen live, that's how you do it. I mean, that's one of the easiest. You could download the free app and take us with you wherever you go. You could do it that way if it's much more convenient. Doesn't matter. However you get to us, we're appreciative. Amplitude modulation 620 as well. I know. A lot of you go, what is he saying that for? Because it's AM 620. That's nine counties. When we were off for a few days, we were struggling. We had transmission lines coming. It was a booger of a mess. But and we're still working on it, by the way. We're still working on perfection. But our engineer did a tremendous job getting us back on. We're thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for a lot of people who commented. And, you know, I still listen to AM 620. I said, I got you, man. Joy 620 is why we call it Joy 620. It's there for you. But we also have 102.5 FM here in Knox County. We also have 99.5 in Sevier County. We understand that's back up and running, although we want to increase that signal to its fullest potential. We understand it's not at its potential right now. So, again, when in doubt and you want to listen terrestrially, it's 620. I mean, but it's AM. Yeah, you know what? You can still hear it and it's still good. And it's a good signal. Anyway. I'm glad to have you. It's not like the economy. I'm not telling you. Well, I know it's 9.1% inflation, but it's still good. It's okay. No, that's not okay. I'm not going to lie. That's your cost of everything is 9% more than what it was. Did you get a 9% raise? Probably not. The money that you have in your possession at this moment is at least, now this is at least 9% less effective than what it was. It's actually much more than that. Well, gas is down again, and that's great. Yeah, it's closer to $4 or under $4 in some places. Up and down Oak Ridge Highway and Western Avenue, I saw the lowest, $3.89. I think you had to have a Walmart card for that. I think I saw $3.94, $3.99. In places like that. So that's good relative to what it was a month ago when it was right at about $4.89. So through most of Knoxville, there are at least two times when I got gas at $4.89. I get it. But it's a real cost. It's a real hardship for everybody who works hard day by day, moment by moment, trying to do what they do. So it's not something that a politician can just sneer at and go, well, just go buy yourself an electric car. Just go buy a Tesla. Well, number one, what if I don't want one? Then I heard somebody explaining they're riding a Tesla via Uber the other day, and it was great. The acceleration of the vehicle is excellent. But again, there's this independence you have to a degree when you have gasoline at $1.80 a gallon, and you just jump in the car and drive all you want to. Do you remember the days? And I remember the days with my friends Becky and Joe. Meg and I would pile in the car with Becky and Joe before we had kids. And we'd just jump in the car and go. Sunday afternoon, didn't matter to us. Off we go. The traditional sun. We ended up in the Cumberland Plateau one day. We took Emory Road as far as Emory Road would take us. I think Emory Road goes to the end of the world, don't you? Anyway, we had some great times. We didn't worry about gasoline. Now, at that time, that's a long time ago. You're talking about 37 years ago. I mean, good gracious. You could take $7 or $8 and just fill your tank plumb full as you could possibly get it. It would be fine. $7 or $8. You know, inflation's inflation. It is what it is. But 9.1% inflation is real pain for a lot of people. So, church, this is where we step up. This is where we shine. This is where we step in. This is where we help out. This is where we don't sit there and depend on a government entity. Well, the government should. The government should. The government should. The Constitution says nothing about the government should do that. People think the phrase provide for the general welfare means cover all your risks. It does not. It never did, and it never should. But what it does allow for in this nation and many other places across the world is for the church, the capital C, the Methodist Baptisterians, to step in and do what the church is supposed to do. Love people, help them, find out the real need and meet it, and then help them become somewhat self-sufficient. People don't want to hear self-sufficient. Well, that part of setting somebody free is allowing them to use their gifts and talents to be able to take care of themselves. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, temperatures in the middle 70s. Man, it is sticky out there. Whoa. We're expecting some temperatures near the upper 80s today, which is right around average. But right now, it's time for the day's edition of Time Capsule.
Wish I had a time machine. I could make myself go
dime of your
back in time.
So, today being Wednesday, July 27th, 208th day of 2022, 157 days left. Think about this, just 150 days till Christmas. That's it. Benjamin Church began his service as the first Surgeon General of the Continental Army on this date in 1775. On this date in 1909, Orville Wright, one of the famous Wright brothers, along with Wilbur, set a record for the longest airplane flight at that time. There weren't too many records to break. The Wright brothers worked so hard to make the plane flight practical in the first place. Orville was testing the Army's first aeroplane and kept it aloft for an hour and 12 minutes and 40 seconds over Fort Myer, Virginia. He was so tired from the experience that the plane crash-landed. He and his passenger were okay. We don't know who was in the plane with him at that time, but they crash-landed, sure enough. Meanwhile, brothers Santo and Johnny Farina from Brooklyn, New York, had a sleepwalk instrumental. Santo, oh, I love this. It was their one and only hit record. The instrumental Sleepwalk, released, was number one for 2 weeks. Their next song, Teardrop, made it only to number 23 in the pop charts. Such is life, though. But Santo and Johnny will always be known for this one right here. Santo and Johnny of Brooklyn, New York. You just sort of picture yourself walking on the beach. Maybe it's 7 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night. Day like this would be wonderful. I love it. By the way, on this date in 1974, John Denver's biggest hit song reached the top of the Billboard singles, Annie's Song, written for his wife. Became the most popular song of the United States.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain.
John Denver had three other number one
like
songs. Can you name them?
In the desert.
When I looked at the list, I would have
like
had a hard time.
Blue ocean.
But that was his first number one, Annie's Song, written
you
for his
fill
wife.
Up my senses.
John Denver, also known as John Henry Duchendorf.
Come fill
there he is.
Me again.
1976 on this date, John Lennon finally had his request for permanent residency in the United States approved Lennon's immigration card number, A17-597-321. Said height? No, no, just the numbers. Freeway shooting incidents were all the talk of Los Angeles on this date in 1987. You know, we hadn't even heard about that until then. Since June 18th, there had been 9 incidents in 1987 involving vehicles and guns. 2 motorists were actually shot to death and 4 others were injured. 1987, wow. On this date in 1991 in music history, Bryan Adams' Everything I Do is number 1 on the Billboard charts. Yes.
Everything I do.
A power ballad.
I do it for you.
Bryan Adams. Yeah. It topped the pop charts for 7 straight weeks.
Look into your heart.
7 weeks. Swig of coffee, man. That was good. Leo Lippi Durocher. Leo Durocher, baseball's New York Yankees World Series manager. Cincinnati Reds, St. Louis Cardinals, World Series winner and star. Actually, was a player. Brooklyn Dodgers All-Star, 1938-1940. And coach of the L.A. Dodgers, nice guys finished last. That was his famous one, was born on this date in 1905. And before we go to break, Norman Lear turns 100 today. 100? Yeah. The Emmy Award-winning producer of Good Times, Sanford and Son, Maude. But it all started for him with All in the Family. Yeah. The Powers That Be, the Nancy Walker Show, the Jeffersons, and much, much more. Fernwood tonight. Norman Lear, 100 today. We'll go to break. Be back with more of Time Capsule in a momento at Joy 620. WRJZ, standby.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, he got to be a genius.
And he shares it with you.
Joy 620, WRJZ.
He starred in My Mother the Car, The Judy Garland Show, and The Headmaster. Jerry Van Dyke was born on this date in 1931. He starred in Coach, of course, along with Craig T. Nelson. For the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles. Anyway, Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Jerry Van Dyke was also on the last, if I'm not mistaken, the last color episode of Andy Griffith. The last black and white episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Some said it was sort of a tryout to see if he would take Don Knotts' place as the deputy. So the episode went and came and gone, and the season ended. And Jerry Van Dyke didn't show back up the next year. Nobody really knows what happened. Maybe it was contract negotiations, didn't work out, something, this, that, or the it just didn't work. But I thought he would have been a good replacement for Don Knotts. And he had the goofy way that he played the banjo and was able to sing and have a little fun. But he was also talented in many other ways, had good comedic timing. Anyway, Jerry Van Dyke passed away in 2018. Nick Reynolds, the Kingston Trio, was born on this date in 1933. The Kingston Trio, known for this hauntingly strange song.
There have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle.
There you are.
This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head and cry.
When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Dates back to the Civil War.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
The Kingston Trio and Nick Reynolds also had a big hit with Greenback Dollar. They had a hit with Reverend Mr. Black. And Where Have All the Flowers Come? Happy birthday, Nick Reynolds. Barbara Lewis, the actress, is now 80 today from the Strauss family. That's right. Barbara Ferris also a chorus of disapproval. Nice Girl Like Me, Children of the Damned, and much, much more. Barbara Ferris turns 80 today. Happy birthday, Barbara Ferris. Joy 620 WRJZ. John Plachette from Knott's Landing turns 80 as well. John also starred in Hospital, Eye of the Stranger, Lies of the Twins, Burning Rage, and The Trial of Lee Harvey Oswald. John Plachette of Knott's Landing, 80 today. And happy 78th birthday today goes out to Grammy Award-winning singer Bobby Gentry. She is 78.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
This was number one in 1967, if you remember.
Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas.
But here's a family, a farm family, obviously.
Billy Joe never had a lick of sense.
Having lunch.
Pass the biscuits, please.
After they worked hard all morning. They're talking about somebody killing themselves.
There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow.
And then on social media, if you've seen the Tallahatchie Bridge, the pictures
Mama
that they put up of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
About Billy Joe anyhow.
There's a like a meme that says, I think Billy Joe McAllister should have survived this. It looked like it was only 5 feet till it got to the water. But you never know. But today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Peggy Fleming, one of the greatest, ladies and gentlemen, Olympic Hall of Famer, figure skater, turns, 74 today. There she is. I'm looking for it. Happy birthday also goes out to Maureen McGovern. Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be a morning after.
She is 73 today.
If we can hold on through the night.
She also starred in the Pirates of Penzance.
We have a chance to find the sunshine.
Singer of Different Worlds and The Morning After.
Let's keep on looking for the light.
Was that Poseidon Adventure?
Can't
yeah.
You
think about that. I remember the first time I heard this next song. I was on the beach at Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and I was actually listening to another AM station here in Knoxville, AM 990. That's right, the old W10X. And I heard Paper Lace for the first time.
My mom cry.
I've never heard it before.
I heard her pray the night Chicago died.
Yeah. It was in the mid-70s sometime, and I was there at Cape Hatteras. Michael Bond was one of the musicians and guitarists that was playing. Michael Bond of Paper Lace turned 72 today at Joy 620, WRJZ. Michael Paul Levesque, pro wrestler, turns 53 today. I am Michael Paul. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live, more recent iteration. Maya Rudolph turns from Saturday Night Live, turns 50 today.
You people came here on a really good day. Everyone knows it's my birthday!
That is her impression of Oprah, isn't it?
It's my birthday! I'm turning 50, y'all, and you know I love presents. Nice presents!
You know, the funny thing is, Maya Rudolph is 50 today.
Do you love nice presents?
Did you do that on purpose? That was pretty good. She starred in several other things, but she is also the daughter of Minnie Riperton. Yeah. I wonder if she could sing like that. Minnie Riperton had an incredible range. Anyway, Maya Rudolph, 50 today. She's a very funny lady. A-Rod's 47 today. Alex Rodriguez, baseball, Seattle Mariners, Texas Rangers, the New York Yankees, World Series champs to 2009. Max Scherzer, another baseball player, 38 today. Happy birthday goes out to Taylor Schilling. The actress of The Orange is the New Black is 38
animals,
this morning.
The animals,
yeah.
Trap, trap, trap till the cages fall.
Taylor Schilling, 38 this morning. Happy birthday.
And everyone is waiting, waiting.
She also starred in Atlas Shrugged and The Lucky One.
Time.
While we're at it, Jordan Spieth turns 29 today. Great golfer, golf champ, PGA Tour Rookie of the Year back in 2013.
Think of all the
won so many, including several majors. the second man along with Tiger Woods to win 9 times on the PGA Tour before turning 24. Jordan Spieth is 29. Now it's time for the latest in news with Tanya Stout Brown, brought to you by Fleet Tire on Woodland Avenue.
Everything is different.
Bob Bell, the man who will speak at any men's breakfast as long as the eggs are hot.
Yeah.
The river's deep, the river's wide, but the river's water is alive. So sink or swim, I'm diving in.
Man, that makes me go, want to jump in a cool, cool river. Joy 620, WRJZ at 637. How you doing? Listen to these words.
It's a supernatural power, and this mighty river's flow.
Yeah.
It can bring the dead to life. It can fill an empty soul.
Yes.
Give a heart the only thing worth living and worth dying for.
Worth living and worth dying for. Hallelujah.
We will never know the awesome power of the grace of God till we let ourselves get swept away into this holy flood. If you'll take my hand, we'll close our eyes and count to three and take the leap of faith. Come on, let's go. I'm diving in. I'm going deep. In over my head, I want to be caught in the rush, lost in the flow. In over my head, I want to go. The river's deep, the river's wide, the river's water is
wide. Yeah.
So sink or swim, I'm diving in.
That's your driving music for the day, Tuesday at Joy 620 WRJ. It's Wednesday. Sorry, hump day. At Joy 620 WRJZ as we dive in. I'm so thankful for Stephen Curtis Chapman at one point a few years ago going to Ricky Skaggs and say, hey, would you do a bluegrass record with me? And then he used Dive, which Dive was a huge hit when it was a regular Christian contemporary song, pretty much regular instrumentalization. You know, nothing unusual. But then he goes to Ricky Skaggs along with the urging from his dad. Stephen Curtis Chapman's dad's quite a musician. A lot of people don't know that. His dad's really something. And I think his dad even played some banjo on this particular cut. But I've seen his dad play acoustically either the banjo or guitar with his son, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And of course, his dad's always been kind of in the background, very quiet. Unfortunately, his mom and dad divorced some time ago. I remember Stephen was at a concert in the 1990s over here at the Civic Auditorium. And Meg and I were there. It was the Heaven and the New World tour. Heaven and the Real World, that's what it was. And I love that song too. But we're sitting there and he was telling a story about his mom and dad getting a divorce. He said, you think I'm an adult, I've got children that are growing up. You would think it wouldn't be a big deal, but it is a big deal. It's not just because you're 7 or 8 or 9 years old and your heart breaks as a child, but when your parents divorce and you're already an adult, it really threw him for a loop. You could tell he was in tears as he told the story. And he didn't go into detail or anything like that. He certainly didn't throw shade at his mom or dad, either one. He very respectfully loved him and you know, when I talk about my mom and dad's divorce, I hope I do the same thing. I don't mean to throw shade at either one of them. From my mom's standpoint, it was just unavoidable. It was sad. It was heartbreaking. And that's the way divorce should be viewed. Heartbreaking. But he also talked about the fact that he used a part of that as motivation to make sure that he and his wife had the kind of marriage that they wanted to have. That was exemplary. That really showed something special. That showed what Jesus can do in a marriage and that God actually has the plan for man and woman to live together forever. Because he didn't try to hide the fact, Steve Curtis Chapman, he didn't try to hide the fact that his marriage wasn't perfect. Listen, if y'all are talking to younger people and you're talking to them as though your marriage is perfect, stop that. We know we're not perfect, but there are some great things to be done and said within the context of marriage and making sure that people understand the love that we have for each other is not conditional, but it's something that God has given us for each spouse. And even in the bad times or the boring times or the exciting times or the times are too exciting or when you have a heart attack, I mean, my wife's ability to take care of me and desire to help me through recovery of a heart attack was incredible. Yeah, I can still hear her in the other room, putting all the the different medications and the different slots where they belong to be taken at certain times of the day specifically. And for a whole month after the surgery, I mean, she drove me everywhere I had to go. And there were times when we were locked in the home, we couldn't go anywhere. But we just wanted to get out, and she piled me in my car, and she just drove us around. All that January in the cold winter air. Just to get me out, and, you know, where else you want to go? This is when gas was still relatively cheap in 2020. Or 2021, it hadn't gone up sky high yet. But she drove me around everywhere. It was wonderful. That was an act of love. Rather than love is some sort of feeling that just overcomes you, which a lot of us that have been married for a while now, we look at that and go, yeah, right. That's not what love is. There is a choice that's being made each and every day for us to love each other. And for me to love her as Christ loved the church, and for her to show the love and respect to her man, which she does. And we've grown in that over the last 37 years, but we don't do it perfectly. Man, some of you who come off like you're perfect, I've seen what happens. Sometimes you get to a place in your marriage and your marriage falls apart and people go, what in the world happened? How could that possibly be? Well, some of what you may have been doing is ignoring problems that were right in front of you. I remember Rocky Ramsey, who does Growing for Life each and every day at 6 o'clock here. He told one couple, he said, you know, he had just done a series on marriage. But he told one couple that were on the outs with each other, and the guy was having specific problems doing what he was supposed to do. He looked at the guy and said, you'd starve at a buffet. I thought, man, that's a good word. You got all the good food in front of you, that is. All the good things that God has to build your marriage with. Put a love inside of you that you can't explain that goes much deeper than just some sort of emotion. As the song says, it's much more than a secondhand emotion, right? It's not that. It's a choice. So don't ignore what's right in front of you. Address it. Move forward. Be real. Share that with some people that you trust. Get into God's Word. Continue to be in God's Word. And especially you guys, act like the husbands that God made you to be. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You would be surprised, for the most part, what kind of response you'll get if you'll initiate. Husbands, love your wives. That is, take initiative. Do what you're supposed to do. And then watch what happens. And trust God with the results. No, I didn't say it's going to happen with a magic wand or tomorrow or the next minute. It may take some time. Just be patient. Watch the response. But guys, you lead first and foremost. Our church of the week is the Point Knox. Adam Walt's going to be in here a little bit later, probably in about 15 minutes or so. Today's edition of You've Got to Be Kidding is coming up next at 6:45 at Joy 620. WRJZ. Lots of folks joining us all over the nation and here in Knoxville and surrounding areas as well. The number is 865-342-5620. It's also Aunts and Uncles Week. Give me some of the funnest things or people or sayings that your aunts and uncles have given you. 865-342-5620.
It's time to get to work, school, and play with a smile on your face, knowing who you belong to. The Bob Bell Show.
It's those changes in attitudes, changes in attitudes. Nothing remains quite the same.
The old classic.
All of our running and all of our cunning. If we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane.
That's the truth. Joy 620 WRJZ. I'm telling you, I would love to read departure signs in some big airport. I really would. But, you know, the idea of, and I'm going to ask you a question. It's now 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 6:52. Does the idea of flying kind of, does it give you pause right now? Does it bother you at this point? Like, somebody I knew that was coming back from the West Coast, had to go back to work a day later than what they had planned because of all the canceled flights and shortages of personnel on certain different airlines, whether it's pilots or whether it's people who are stewards, whatever the case may be. You got some real problems there. Does it give you pause when you think about flying? 865-342-5620. All right, what about this stadium? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Stadium, costs have gone up since they first proposed building the baseball stadium for the Knoxville Smokies, or I think that would be the proposed team. The Knoxville team downtown. And there would be other things that take place perhaps at this venue. There would be other businesses that could be open or offices could be a part of the complex. It could highlight First Creek, allow First Creek to kind of run through it, this, that, or the other. I don't know what if you get in the outfield, First Creek's right there. Hey, watch out. Splash. But he caught it. You're out. You know, I don't. Now, that's not what they're talking about, but there's some adjustments being made because things have changed, and those drawings that we saw at first a year ago are not going to suffice, as you heard Tanya Stout-Brown aptly say. And should you as a taxpayer be paying for it? Should I as a taxpayer be paying for it? Should it all be Randy Boyd? Randy Boyd wants the city of Knoxville and everybody else to contribute. And he certainly is putting forth some risk and money. No question about that. Now, I'm not here to slam Randy Boyd. I'm just saying, is it something you want to pay for? Or is it something you should vote on? Is it something you should put before the city council? Or is it a general referendum? And I don't believe in referendering anything or everything, for sure. This is not a democracy, per se. This is a representative republic. So, but are you for a referendum? Saying, well, you know, simple majority wins, up or down. Yes, we vote to spend money on this stadium, or no, we don't vote to spend money. It's an interesting thing. The number is 865-342-5620. But a lot of things are changing because cost of materials and availability is changing as well. Now, it's time for today's edition of You Have Got to Be Kidding.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind is going to believe this?
Are you kidding me?
You're just saying that to get a higher rating on your TV show.
Don't need money. Don't take fame.
Oh, this is good stuff here. From Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM, this is You've Got to Be Kidding. And scientists in Belgium are investigating a farmer's claim. A farmer has claimed in Belgium that different styles of music affect behavior of pigs. Yes, pig behavior is determined by certain types of music. Piet Postman's first noticed this phenom when his son started singing a tune in the barn during a sluggish session when the son was trying to do an insemination. His sow seemed, well, really encouraged by this singing, and they started wagging their tails. I thought this was too good to pass up, they said, so we should try that with the other pigs too. Postman's told Reuters from his family, a farm halfway between Brussels and Dutch, said he had since created a playlist to coincide with different parts of the day, playing energetic music when he wants the pigs to be active, and lullabies that are soft and abiding at the end of the day. Jolly dance songs are always the biggest hits, so they start wagging their tails when it's really dynamic. They even start dancing around and frolicking. Rock music is too strong. They don't like it. So they like the heavy metal, huh? The farmer tipped off a team of researchers who've now secured 75,000 in euros of financing from the European Union just to fund the Belgian research. Well, at least it's not millions, you know, it's 75,000. So, in other international news, Dave, a Polish institute has classified cats as an alien invasive species. Cats. Now, they're serious about this. In Warsaw, a respected Polish scientific institute has classified domestic cats as an invasive alien species, citing the damage they cause to bird and other public wildlife. Some cat lovers have reacted emotionally to this month's decision, and they put key scientists behind it on the defensive. Wojciech Soltars, a biologist in the state-run Polish Academy of Sciences, wasn't prepared for all the disapproval that came in from the cat public. The scientific name for the common house cat into a national database run by the Academy's Institute Nature Conservation. This database already had 1,786 other species listed with no objections, Soltars told the Associated Press Tuesday. The uproar over invasive alien species number 1787, he said, may have insulted some of the cat owners. So cat owners are all in a tizzy, or I should say cat owners have got their fur ruffled or their back up about how they're classifying cats as invasive alien species. A Northern California burglar returned to the scene of the crime this weekend. You know why? He forgot his keys inside a donut shop. Yeah. This thief stole some petty cash from Johnny Donuts. Now, Johnny Donuts' office is in San Francisco Bay in the area. Saturday night, the thief went in, stole it. In another twist, he also grabbed the keys to a bakery vehicle, but he didn't steal the vehicle itself. San Rafael police are seeking the public's help to identify the burglar who used an unknown tool to manipulate the office doorknob to get inside around 10 p.m. According to Lieutenant Dan Fink, Lieutenant Dan said that. It says Lieutenant Dan Fink. That's all I can think of, Lieutenant Dan. Did you find out the guy that broke into the donut shop? The crime was reported to police on Monday. Surveillance video shows the man moving between the office and the back storage area where he pried open a filing cabinet. The lieutenant, Dan, said the thief took a bank bag with an unknown amount of cash. I'm going to be stuck on that. Part of the investigation finds out why the specific business was targeted, he said. Craig Bloom, founder of Johnny Donuts, said his company plans to deliver a few dozen donuts to the San Rafael police officers who are helping to solve the crime. But the funny thing is, again, the thief, whoever it was, said the thief took a bank bag with an unknown amount of cash. I'm going to be stuck on that. Part of the investigation finds out why the specific business was targeted, he said. Craig Bloom, founder of Johnny Donuts, said his company plans to deliver a few dozen donuts to the San Rafael police officers who are helping to solve the crime. But the funny thing is, again, the thief, whoever it was, left his keys there. 7 o'clock, Joy 620, WRJZ Knoxville. Time now for the latest news. Our pastor of the week should be coming in here in a few minutes from the Point Knox. That's good old Adam Waltz. We'll be here standing by. Lots to do, plus a chance for you to win something from Alistair Begg and Truth for Life, and a free backyard burger is on the way. Newscast is brought to you by Fox Toyota, sponsors of today's Word and sponsors of this newscast.